This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president wasn't the only politician making a speech today, not by a long shot, probably. But the one we're going to talk about next came from Bernie Sanders, senator from Vermont, presidential aspirant, as you know. Also, fierce critic of Wall Street's influence on the American economy. Sanders was in New York today, laying out his plans to tackle income inequality, too big to fail, and how he wants to reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act, which he mentioned by name something like six separate times.
Let us not forget, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed this bill into law precisely to prevent Wall Street speculators from causing another Great Depression. And it worked for more than five decades until Wall Street watered it down under President Reagan and killed it under President Clinton.
Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains why a depression-era banking regulation is still top of mind today.
Okay, imagine some of that cliche, jazz-agey music here. We're in the early 1930s, after the crash of 1929, and Congress says, hey, banks, new rule. You got to separate your commercial banking, investment banking, and insurance businesses. MIT's Simon Johnson.
The idea then, and there's some validity to this now as well, is that if you are mixing different kinds of activities, making it more complex, more opaque, it's easier to make mistakes, it's easier to behave badly, it's easier to become very big.
Fast forward to the late 90s, Glass-Steagall is repealed amid a wave of deregulation, in part with the argument that it would help banks be more profitable, more globally competitive. But the idea that there should be some type of firewall between custodian bankers and more entrepreneurial, risky Wall Street types, oh, how it lingers. Lawrence Baxter is a professor at Duke Law School.
The Glass-Steagall element that keeps coming back, I think it rests on a deep belief that you shouldn't mix these two types of cultures, especially if one of them is backed up by essentially the taxpayer.
But the debate over reinstating Glass-Steagall is often about whether it would have helped prevent the last crisis. Candidate Hillary Clinton says no, so does Mark Calabria with the Cato Institute. He says at fault were non-banks and financial institutions Glass-Steagall didn't cover. Plus,
almost all activities that banks engage in is risky. There's this artificial distinction that something going on Wall Street is incredibly risky, where what commercial banks do is non-risky. That's just not true.
But he says it's no poison pill either. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.